The state's largest and oldest environmental organization hopes to draw attention to water quality in Wisconsin with a study being released this morning called Don't Drink the Water.
Clean Wisconsin spent a year reviewing state records in a four-county area and taking water samples to better understand the correlation of coal ash, which is a byproduct of coal-burning power plants, and water contamination.
Tyson Cook helped lead that effort. The director of science and research told WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz that Clean Wisconsin found homes nearer coal ash sites had higher levels of molybdenum.
It's a naturally occurring chemical in the Earth's crust, but as Cook says, at higher concentrations, it carries health risks.
It has toxic effects at higher levels, and so that's what we're really worried about. For example, research has linked it to reproductive and developmental problems in animals. It's also been documented to cause a gout-like disease in people. The EPA actually has set a lifetime health advisory limit for the amount of molybdenum in your drinking water, and they set that at 40 parts per billion. I should point out, though, that children are more vulnerable to toxins because of their smaller body size and because they're still developing. So that's why the EPA actually has a recommendation that children don't drink water over 80 parts per billion for even a single day.
How does one make the connection from molybdenum to coal ash?
You know, like I said, molybdenum occurs in really low levels, naturally occurring in the environment, but it can get concentrated through certain industrial processes like burning coal. And what you're left with is a concentrated amount in the coal ash of the things that don't burn, which are molybdenum and arsenic and those contaminants that we're worried about.
Over the last 5 years or so, concerns about contaminated drinking water have surfaced in southeastern Wisconsin. Is that correct? And where did that start and what was found over those years?
Concerns actually go all the way back to 1993, and that was actually in the village of Caledonia. There was a new coal plant that was built, and part of the land use agreement that the company had with the village of Caledonia included water testing in the area. And in 1993, that's when tests started to show elevated levels of this molybdenum. Ever since then, there's been more and more information coming out about how widespread this contamination is. Really, in the last couple of years, it's really come to a head, and the DNR has been doing a lot of work trying to figure out exactly what the cause is. But the results of the report that they released in January of last year, they looked at a couple different coal ash landfills to see if those were the cause. And the results were inconclusive. They couldn't point to those as being definitely the cause of the contamination. And so that sparked our interest, knowing that there was so much contamination in the area and that nobody had identified the cause. We wanted to get more details about, you know, how widespread is it, how big of a problem is it, and what could be causing it. And that's what prompted us to start to do this study.
Now, in your report, it says that at least 1 million tons of coal ash has blanketed areas of southeastern Wisconsin for decades. That grabs your attention.
It's actually just the tip of the iceberg. We went to the Department of Natural Resources, and we looked at all of the records that they had of what they call coal ash reuse, where instead of putting the coal ash in a landfill, they put it under roads and under buildings, places where they can use it as something like structural fill. It's also been used to spread on top of roads. We looked at all of the records that we could find, and we actually found about 1.5 million tons of coal ash that had been put out in these types of uses, even on park paths in one instance. And of those 1.5 million tons, we were able to get enough information to map over 1 million tons in the counties of Waukesha, Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha in southeast Wisconsin. But we know that's just the tip of the iceberg because the local utility there, the coal burning utility, actually reports to the Energy Information Administration, which is a federal level agency that kind of collects information on electricity generation and those kind of things. And they reported over 800,000 tons of coal ash that was used off-site in 1 year alone. And there's actually stories that came out over the last couple of years when, for example, there was a bluff that collapsed at Oak Creek, and it was found that that was comprised predominantly of coal ash. The utility is on record as saying they've been practicing this type of use since at least the 1950s.
Now, this wouldn't be the only utility using these kind of practices, but in this case, this was We Energies.
That's right. It's actually a really good point. The reason that we were able to do this study at all is because there's a really unique history in this area where they found this molybdenum contamination back in the early 90s. And over time, it's gotten enough attention that the Department of Health Services in Wisconsin recommended people test their water for molybdenum. Being naturally occurring in low levels, that's not something that people normally do. You know, when you buy a new house, you get your water tested, you're well tested for nitrates and bacteria mostly. People don't usually test for something like molybdenum because there's no reason to. But in this area where there is this history of this molybdenum contamination, there's actually been a lot of testing that's happened of private wells. We were able to get information on almost 1,000 different wells. And we were able to compare that to those locations of the coal ash that we found. Look at those two together to see if there was a link between the two. We were able to see that it is actually widespread all throughout these four counties that we were looking at. In fact, in more than 1 in 5 of the tested wells, we found concentrations that were higher than the health advisory limit for molybdenum.
Clean Wisconsin did its own sampling, is that right?
That's right. We wanted to get some more detailed information. Where we ended up focusing our efforts was around the Yorkville Elementary School, where there has been a history of elevated molybdenum levels.
So in the case of Yorkville Elementary, which is in Racine County, coal ash was used in a construction project there, correct?
That's right. Yep, there was a coal ash construction project that happened back in, I want to say, 2002. We did our own testing, and we found that those levels are still very elevated, very high levels of molybdenum at the elementary school. And then we also tested the neighborhood. We tested all around the elementary school to see kind of what's happening nearby. And what we found is that that same kind of trend that we've seen in the entire region, the closer you are to one of these coal ash reuse sites where they're putting it under a road or a building, the higher the levels of molybdenum are in wells on average.
Wisconsin has the highest what is called beneficial reuse of coal ash in the nation, and that really it's looked as the gold star for its regulatory programs, but you're finding that those regulations are lacking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, in Wisconsin, about 85% of coal ash goes into those types of what they call reuse projects instead of being put in landfills. Nationwide, the number is more like 40%. And that's one of the reasons that people have looked at Wisconsin as, like you said, the gold standard of this, what they call beneficial reuse of coal ash. What we found was that there is a correlation. The closer you are to one of these coal ash reuse sites where it's placed out in the environment, the higher the levels of molybdenum contamination on average in people's drinking water. And so that took us to look at Wisconsin's regulations around beneficial reuse. And we found that they're actually not very protective at all of the groundwater.
Part of this complexity here is that utilities are not required to disclose how much and where coal ash is distributed or reused?
Yeah, depending on the way in which they're using this coal ash on a large project, they have to inform the DNR of where it's going. But on smaller projects, and actually projects leading up into the thousands of tons in some instances, they don't have to report at all on how it's being used or where they're doing this. And that was really one of the problems that we ran into trying to do this research, is that those records are really incomplete. We know that there's more coal ash being disposed of in these ways than we could find information on. That's not the only problem, though, because even when we know where these reuse projects are happening, where this coal ash is being put out in the environment, there's pretty limited requirements or restrictions on the different ways that coal ash can be used, no matter how much molybdenum it has. So the DNR requires coal ash to be tested to kind of see how much metals are going to leach out. But for most uses of coal ash, they don't actually require testing for something like molybdenum.
Give an example of that.
Yeah, so when coal ash is being placed underneath a building, that's considered what they call a Category 4 use. So that's something where it's covered on top, but there's not actually anything that prevents the coal ash from being exposed to water and from leaching out on the sides or underneath. And in those instances, there's actually no limit on the amount of molybdenum, arsenic, or lead that can leach out of the coal ash. So we don't actually know how much of those toxic materials is going into the coal ash that's being put under these buildings.
One of the key recommendations of the study is that there needs to be a systematic testing of groundwater where coal ash is placed, and stronger federal rules nationwide.
The EPA is right now drafting a rule, a federal rule that would kind of regulate how coal ash can be used. And we're really optimistic that that rule is going to help ensure safe drinking water, not just in Wisconsin, but across the nation. And I should mention, you know, we are trying to get more information on this. We're trying to understand better exactly what's going on, not just in southeast Wisconsin, but across the entire state. And we're asking people to, if they do get their groundwater tested, and we would recommend that they get it tested for molybdenum, arsenic, and boron, if they get their groundwater tested, shoot us an email at groundwater@cleanwisconsin.org or log on to cleanwisconsin.org/groundwater. You'll actually find information there on how to get your water tested, where to get it tested, and then there'll be a form that you can fill out to send us that information so we can collect it and we can better understand the extent of the problem statewide.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with Tyson Cook. He's the director of science and research for the state's largest environmental organization, Clean Wisconsin.
There is a link to their latest report, Don't Drink the Water, at WUWM.com.